Live from Cubs Park in Mesa, waving to John Miller and Dave. They're telling me to stretch it out a little bit. I think we need a little bit more time. All right. We've gone through this before, you guys. We know this. If there is a rain delay or something, I imagine I'll come back on, but I am doing a post-game show today. Alex Pavlovich joins us, Bay Area Newspaper Group. His junior season here, rookie of the year, sophomore of the year, back for his third year. Alex, how are you?
That just means I'm getting old. So
you are eventually going to get old. You're almost as old as Carmen Q, but maybe not. I'm not sure. But nice to have you here.
Nice
Come
to
on,
be
man.
Here.
It's good to see you. Now, you did tweet to me this morning as a meteorologist. You thought the club wouldn't even get this far with the rain, but it's starting to look a little darker here.
I'm going to have to go back through our text messages from last year, too, because I don't think I've ever been right when you've asked me in the morning if they're going to play or not.
That's true.
But, you know, the tarp's on the mound right now and on the plate, so it doesn't look too good.
Nah, but, you know, so the Cubs are starting to loosen up down the left field line. All right, what's new with the ball club today? I know Matt Cain pitches today, yesterday. Maybe we could review a little bit of yesterday, unless there's some pressing news today. But we saw some interesting thing. Minakaze hit a home run yesterday. Derek Law was in the game yesterday. Give us a little bit of your take of the last day or so.
Well, that's a good lead because I wrote Minakaze on the blog and I wrote Derek Law for print. So if anybody wants to read about those two, you know, the Minakaze story is just unbelievable. He's just, you know, been everywhere, Nicaragua, Canada, independent leagues, and to come back and not only to be in big league camp here, but his first at bat, just like last year's first at bat, to hit a home run, it was pretty unbelievable, and teammates were laughing about it. So, you know, it's one of those stories we get every spring, and you know, we got to write it early this year. So he's had a good run here, and he's out here today. So he might be in there if they manage to get a few innings in.
Yeah, I'd like to see him. Hit a home run yesterday, Mark Minakaze, and we had him on the show today. If you missed it, Raph will have it on my page there at KMBR.com. Click Schedules, and you'll get to my page. All right, today Matt Cain. Yesterday was Vogelsong, Bumgarner. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow is Tim Hudson. That's interesting for me.
Yeah, first look at him. So I think we've seen him in bullpen sessions. We've seen him throw live BP. And he looks like the Huddy of old. I think everything's been down. He's thrown all his pitches. He's kind of sneaking into those PFP drills when he's not supposed to be. So he's testing out that ankle. You know, everything's good right now. There's been no setbacks, and that's a good sign for the team because he's a really important guy.
This team struggled with health, and when everyone's healthy and playing, they're all capable of having big years. And honestly, mm-hmm. they're all capable. You wouldn't have to stretch for this one. How about the guys you see? There's Sandoval who's here. Pagan is back. Posey. Oh, how do you feel about at least what you've seen? Morse is another one.
Yeah, I mean, March 1st, it all looks good, right?
Doesn't you look it? At the you haven't seen a bad swing yet,
yeah.
Not a bad pitch yet, and everybody's in the best condition in the history of the world.
Exactly, and not only that, but most importantly, all these guys are healthy, and we saw last year, that's where it really kind of went off the rails, and we've talked so much about the starting pitching and having to use 10 guys and really having to turn to guys like a Mike Kickham who wasn't ready and Eric Sirkamp who was coming off Tommy John surgery and probably wasn't ready to be thrown into the mix, but a huge issue last year was what happened when Pagan went down and they didn't have anybody who could really come up and do anything in left field. And when Scudero missed time, they really didn't have anybody who could go in there and contribute there. And when Sandoval missed time, when Brandon Crawford, maybe, you know, when he hurt his hand, he really had no choice but to keep playing. So I think that's been a big problem for him. And that's my question with this team. I'm not sure they addressed some of those issues. We see guys in camp. Adrianza, I think, has had a really nice start here. And certainly with Morse being here, that allows you a little bit more in left field with Blanco and Perez. But I'm not sure they're totally prepared if guys get hurt again. And that's why I think we've seen Tyler Colvin in here and David Huff in here. And they're just trying to find more guys to help out.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. As the rain is starting to come down, and the tarp is going back on the field. We're Dave and John. Dave and John are down there. All right. Dave and John are looking at me, and, well, they can carry about 20 minutes or so before they get tired. They're still in spring training, you know that. So, all right, the tarp is coming out here at Mesa again. Alex Pavlovich is with us. Michael Morse, I mean, come on, how do you begin? I mean, Frank Robinson with the Orioles, when he first came to the Orioles, was amazing, World Series, home run and all that. And here's Michael Morse's first at bat. You know, as a Giant, everyone's going, all right, let's see what he can do. And he doesn't even get all of it. And crushes one the right field, and Josh Reddick took it away, and then he does it again.
Yeah, that was one of the cooler things I've ever seen. And that, you know, I know for Giants fans, sometimes those moments are tough to swallow. But for us, it was unbelievable. And I, you know, props to everybody who was at Scottsdale Stadium because they really gave Josh Reddick the ovation he deserved. It was something I haven't seen before. And as Michael told us later, he's had some really, really good springs, and it hasn't translated. So he doesn't mind so much if he takes a couple 0-for-2s here and there. And just, you know, he told Bochy when he came back to the dugout, he said, I'm saving the homers for the season. So I think the Giants will be happy if he can actually do that.
And significant, he hit it out to right field. He does appear to be a center field, right field kind of mm-hmm. hitter. And if he hits it like that at AT&T, they will go out. You know, that is. I thought both those balls probably would have gone out at AT&T.
I actually think both those balls would have been caught at AT&T.
I think they would have been out.
I think they would have been outs. Just given the way that ballpark plays, and I've talked to him quite a bit about this.
All right, they would have been long outs, though.
They would have been long outs.
All right.
You know, you can ask Brandon Belt about
flies,
those,
you know,
and Pablo Sandoval about those. I mean, they had plenty last year that would have been out in other places. You know, there are other parts in this division, especially San Diego, where they've moved the fences in there. I think they would have been out there and in Arizona. But, yeah, it's going to be tough at home. But he's also a guy who, when he has homered at AT&T Park, it's been, you know, to the left field side. So yeah. I think he's capable of fitting in pretty well there.
All right, Sandoval. Everyone asks us about Sandoval. Got on Twitter here at Baseball Marty, they're still asking about it. Got a nice tweet, by the way, from Rhonda in El Dorado Hills, FP Santangelo country. So I appreciate that. But, Sandoval, for you, how does he look?
He looks great. You know, it's not the weight so much. I think it's the fact that he's much more solid. He's put on a lot of muscle, and that's going to change the ultimate number, I think. You know, I heard it was right around 250, so it's probably somewhere in the 30-pound range that he actually lost over the offseason. But he put on a lot of muscle, and he last year he was carrying a keg around with him. It was pretty clear, and not just at the plate. It slowed his swing down, but also on the field. Brandon Crawford had to play a couple steps over to kind of make up for that, which it's tough for Brandon, and he hasn't talked about this, but I've heard this from other people who have said it was kind of a tough spot to put him in because he had that, and then he had Scudero at second base who had diminished range there too. So, just the more Pablo can do defensively, it's going to help it's going to help Brandon, and the more he can do for the lineup, it's going to help Belt, it's going to help Pence, it's
like
going
to
help
lineup.
Posey.
Don't you like the lineup? I mean, really, again, you say they have to stay healthy and stay in the field. The rain is coming down pretty good right now in Mesa. But this is a ball club. If they kind of do what they're supposed to do, I mean, why? You know, they can hit. Take a drink.
There you go. It's
all right,
too
LOL,
early in the morning
KMBR
for that.
Callers, take a drink. They can hit. Go
is that
ahead.
Our first one?
That's first one today.
There you go.
That's first one today.
I didn't
say fabulous today, though.
I've talked to some coaches about this. I've talked to people in the front office. They're very excited about what this team can do if guys stay healthy. And, you know, that's the caveat. If guys stay healthy, if Angel can play 140, 150 games,
really?
If Scudero can give them 120, if Morse can give them 120. These guys, especially Pagan and Morse, don't have a history of doing that. And,
right.
and Scudero, we haven't seen him on the field yet. So there are issues there. But if they can keep guys healthy, if they can, you know, get these guys to get near their career highs in games played, I think the lineup should be one of the top two or three in the National League.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Alex Pavlovich, always great to have him on, as we call him Al here on this show. That's what we
call
him.
Here's your first of the year.
All right, that's first Al of the year. The Valley of the Sun, the Dodgers and Diamondbacks, I brought this up earlier. If you could pick two teams and say, send them to Australia, you know, mess them up a little bit. Boy, the Giants couldn't ask for more, and Greinke already doesn't want to go, and now he's got a calf pull. Kemp did have a great batting practice yesterday. I saw that. But that's got to bug a team. It just has to. I can't believe you just go and come back at a full strength.
Yeah, I think anybody who's ever gone over to Asia or Australia or
you
any
did
of
this,
those areas.
Didn't you do that this
I
winter?
Did. I was in Thailand for a while, and I flew back from Japan. And, I'm used to flying. I fly 50-something times a year. I'm used to it, but it really does mess you up. And coming back and having to deal with that time change, it took me, and I didn't have to worry about baseball. It took me a week before I was back to normal. So these guys are going to have not too much time to get back here, get back into shape. And the Diamondbacks, they open on Monday with the Giants, and the Dodgers have the Giants coming in after that.
Yeah.
So for the Giants, it works out really well. I think if they could somehow convince the Dodgers to throw their top two guys in Australia, it would work out better. My guess is that neither one of them will
really
will
not
throw
Kershaw or Greinke.
That's what I've heard. I don't think either one is official, but just hearing from guys who are in the know over there, it sounds like, and it's probably the right thing to do for them. That's an awful lot to ask of those two guys to do that and then come back and weed the rotation. So they're probably better off given the way they start the season. You know, throwing them. throwing him week one and then throwing him at the Giants during that weekend series. So I think it won't be as bad as maybe we think, but yeah, a lot of the hitters, a lot of their guys are going to go through a pretty tough week there.
You heard anything about the Rockies or Padres down here? It's almost like they're on another planet.
Yeah, to me, with those two teams, it's the same old thing. With the Rockies, it's can they keep Cargo and Tulowitzki healthy? And if they don't, I don't think they have a chance. If they do, it should be a decent team, and they could be interesting because they have a couple guys, Gray and Butler in the minors, who could be there later this year. So, you know, they're finally going to put that pitching together. And I thought their starters were better last year than they get credit for around baseball. And the Padres, they've just had so many guys go down, and we've seen it every time we go down there. They have two or three of their key guys missing. So, they're a team. I think some people have picked them as kind of a sleeper team here. I think everything has to go right for them. And where they're at in the division, I talked to Bud Black a couple weeks ago at that event at Chase Field, and he acknowledged it's really tough for them, and more than anybody for them to have to deal with the Dodgers and the Giants. And the Giants are at 150 in terms of payroll, and they're far from the Dodgers, but they're still far ahead of the Padres.
Boy, and it was an article this morning. If you follow MLB, the writers, I think Thomas Harding had one, or maybe Tracy Ringlesby, excellent stuff. Tulowitzki to the Yankees. You know, he's still got this long contract to go, and maybe, you know, you get a ton of players back, and maybe the Rockies do that. I started thinking about it, but, you know, if the Rockies are getting closer, which it looks like they are, they're getting closer to being a competitive team, you just can't trade the best guy you got.
Yeah, when we see him and he's healthy, he's just, you know, one of those guys like Henry Ramirez. They're just difference makers and two of the better players in baseball. So if they can keep him around, I think it makes sense, especially given the pitching they have coming.
All right, Alex. Al, thank you so much. Yeah. And prediction on today, you think we'll see a game today?
Well, given that three players are running out of the dugout and
going the other way,
the clubhouse, it doesn't look good.
This is not a good sign. All right, now we're going to let John Miller and Dave Fleming figure it out. But we're going to do a post game today, or maybe a very quick finish the pregame. John and Dave will talk about it for a while, and then I'll be back with the postgame very quickly today. Stick around. If you want to take some calls, it's always the Giants are heading to the bus, so I imagine there's trouble right now. All right, 808-KMBR is a number if you want to get in line. But our first pregame, that's about the end of it right now. It's been a pleasure being with you this morning. Back with you, Dave and John, coming up. Stay tuned. You may hear me a little bit sooner than you think here from Mesa, Arizona. All right, more coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.